Hi, well, everybody, it's great to see you all, and I'm Judy Thomases. I'm an astrologer and a tarot consultant, and also I do channeling. I have a table downstairs, of course, and some literature you're free to take. I've been an astrologer for, I figured it out, about 37 years, and I have had, this is my article, Del Horoscope. I figured out I've had something like 17 articles published in Dell since the year 2000, most of them the cover articles. So I've been in this field a long time. And what else did I want to tell you as intro? Do all of you know your signs? Do you know your astrological signs? Is there anybody confused about their astrological sign? Some people are born on the cusp. And if you want to know what that means, well, your sign is going to go from 0 to 29 degrees, like a wedge shape of a circle. And everyone's sun, when you were born, will fall in one of those degrees. Now, on certain days of the year, usually around the 21st of the month, the sun moves into a new zodiac sign. And in that case, you will be the next sign over. And we call that shift from one sign to the other moving across the cusp. Okay? So people say, well, I'm born on the cusp. And that is true, but when we mathematically calculate your chart, we will see you either be 29 degrees of one sign or 0 degrees of another sign. And it could be just what time you were born that day. So it's important to figure out what your sign is. And if you can't, if you don't know that exactly, there is actually a free website that you can write this down, and you can get your own chart. Can I write on this? Have people been writing on this? Hope so. It's a school, right? Okay, so it's Okay. Astro Dienst, that's a German word, .com. And anybody can go to this site, and they will want you to put in your month of birth, your day of birth, and your year of birth, maybe also your city of birth. And that will provide you with a wheel, a horoscope wheel, and also you will be able to see that your sun is either in one sign or another. So that's the best way to figure out what you are. I'm going to be talking about intense energy patterns, strong patterns that are in play in the world chart, and what your sign's best approach is right now. Kind of end up with like these little predictions for you, little forecasts, okay. But I do want to give you some background in astrology. Does anybody have any familiarity with astrology? Can I see hands if you, okay. Some familiarity, good, good. What? Mostly with Mercury retrogrades, right, right. Yeah, I think that somebody wrote a book recently called Mercury Retrograde. Anyhow, it's getting like chic to know what that means. Okay, so let me have a show of hands if you do not know what your sign is, if you're confused. No? Good, good, because now I'm going to give you information that you need to remember about your sign. Okay, so there are a few things to remember about your sign. One of them is that you're going to be one of the four elements, earth, air, fire, or water. So what we have We have the earth signs. Well, let's start with fire, since that's the first sign of the zodiac, which would be Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. So can I see a show of hands? Okay, so we have a smattering of fire. So write down somewhere, or just remember in your head, I'm a fire sign, if that's who you are. Now the next would be Earth. Earth would be Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn. So who's one of the Earths? Okay, you can write that down. Then we have the water signs, well, air signs. I'm trying to remember in the zodiac the things that are coming first. Let's do air. Air will be Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Aquarius fools everybody because Aquarius, the sign, is the water bearer, pouring water. It is the water bearer, but it's an air sign. So who's air in this room? Okay, I am not. Okay. And then the last one is the water signs. The water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Who's water in the room? Okay. So now you know what your element is. I'll tell you a little bit about what each of those are. Fire is very dynamic and energetic. Creative energy. Earth, very practical, down to earth, realistic, and interested in material things. Fire is interested in creative things. Air, communicative, mental, social, and finally water, moody, emotional, sensitive, and somewhat psychic. Okay, so now you have some information about yourself. Now there's more about your sign. There are three qualities, they're called quadruplicities, and these would be cardinal, fixed, or mutable. Okay, cardinal are all action-oriented. Fixed are stubborn and set. And mutable are adaptable. So let's see what the signs of each of those fall into, what categories. So cardinal starts with Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Who's cardinal in this room? Wow, a whole gang of you. So this is a dynamic room. Okay. Now who's fixed? Now the fixed are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Okay. You guys hold the earth together. You do. You may be set or stubborn, but you're fixed. And it's like a pillar of strength. Okay, and then mutables. We start with Gemini, then we have Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, who are mutables. Okay, so we got a pretty equal smattering. You guys are very adaptable, adjustable. You kind of go with the flow. Chameleons, in a way. So now you know something about your element, about your sign, about your element, and about your quality. So now I'm able to talk about these big patterns that are coming up in the world, and they're already in play, and you'll see a little bit of how that's working out. Planets and signs work together energetically. They symbolize flows of energy, really, and sometimes those flows are harmonious and supportive, and sometimes they clash. What we can talk about, what I want to talk about today, as far as the flows of energy, there are pleasant and easy ones, but that's not going to help us in today's talk as much as some of the ones that are a little bit more challenging. So what we have are squares. We have oppositions. And I'm writing down the symbol or glyph, we call it, for naming these energy flows. Conjunctions. Anybody heard that word before?
Okay.
And these are energies that might most probably won't work together so easily. For instance, this came to me as an inspiration to how to explain this to you guys. If you want to understand about squares, two planets can be in square, or two signs can be in square, or two other elements of the chart can be in square. Let's picture a road. Let's picture an intersection. And, you know, there may or may not be a traffic light or a stop sign. And in a square arrangement, one car is going one way and another car is going at right angles. And what happens when they meet at the intersection? They're obviously not going in the same direction. They obviously aren't even aware of each other because, you know, something coming out of a side street, you're not totally aware of that. And there could be a big bang up when you meet. Or you have to just wait and one goes and then the other one goes. And there isn't really a lot of flow in a square arrangement. Can you picture that? Okay. So that's not going to be easy energy. Then you have, are you all picturing this intersection with two things coming at each other at kind of 90 degree angles? Not easy. Okay. And sometimes this is what's happening within your own horoscope. So you have two energy flows going on inside of you that might be clashing at right angles to each other. You don't know which to handle or how to make them work together. You have what's called a square. The other type of energy pattern is an opposition. And you picture an opposition like two cars on the same road, but they're coming at each other from different directions. One's going up the road, the other one's coming down the road. So you're very aware of each other. You see it right in front of you. Now, maybe you're happy to meet up because it's some long-lost person that you haven't seen. Oh, great, you know, right in front of me. Or maybe you can have a head-on collision. And some of your energies will be that difficult, and some will be maybe even attractive to you, but you're very super aware of it. So again, I'm talking traffic patterns, but I really mean energy flows. Energy flows in a horoscope, energy flows within you, energy flows within the world horoscope. So far, so good? Following? Okay. Then, last but not least, we have the conjunction. Okay. And the conjunction is when, to keep the analogy going, both of you are in the same car. You're both in the front seat, and you're fighting, perhaps, over who's the driver. Who's running the show? Who's going to be steering this vehicle? Now, sometimes there is bickering and fighting for control when you have a conjunction. But other times, it's great. The two of you, one is driving, the other is navigating, and it's a blending, and it really works well. So to apply this to your own chart would mean that you either went to see an astrologer, like myself, or you looked up things in a book and got information on your squares, your oppositions, your conjunctions, and figured out what's working for me, what's going easily, where do I have like a successful, lucky, easy flow of energy, and what is a little bit clashing, a little bit difficult, where do I run up against the wall? So there are other nice aspects in astrology, but as I said, in order for the purpose of today's talk, we're looking at the hard ones. Now, intense energy patterns in the world chart. Well, when two planets that are important are in one of these difficult combinations, it's going to manifest in things happening in news headlines, in big issues, governments, politics, maybe war, maybe the economy. So it's good to understand and know what's going on. What we have, I should also just show you a book like this. This is what astrologers work off of. It is called an ephemeris. It's just page after page of numbers. What are these numbers? These numbers are the positions of the planets every day, every single day. And this is called ephemeral information. It's ephemeral. It doesn't last long. It's passing. It's quickly transiting. The information, by the way, this book is the size for half of the 21st century, from 2000 to 2050. All of last century is in a book like twice as big. So you could look up any day that has already happened or coming and see exactly where the planets were on that day. And you could see whether they're going retrograde or not. You could see whether they are changing signs. You could see everything. NASA could use this information. This is astronomy. It's what astrologers use, but it's really, other than talking about the zodiac, which is the band around the Earth that the sun seems to travel around in. And of course, there's stars above and below, but astrologers aren't interested in that. But just to know where the planets are, where they're positioned, an astronomer could use that information to plot a space flight. Anyhow, astrologers will use this to see how events shaped up in your past and how they will come about. So this is like basic astrology. If you want to be an astrologer, get yourself an ephemeris, borrow it, find it online. There are free ephemerides online. And then you can kind of track your own patterns, your own chart. So far, any questions about what I'm talking about? Are you following that you have energy patterns in your chart? And that some of them clash, and that if you look into an ephemeris, look ahead, you might be able to see, oh, in such and such a month and such a year, maybe my inherent patterns are going to be more challenged than usual. Or maybe I'll get a pass, I'll get a free ride. Things will be easier next year than they are or than they were last year. And you'll just look at energy patterns, aspects against one another. Now I can go back to what's happening in the world, what's happening on the world stage. Well, we have big stuff happening. It's not, say, a regular era. You're in a very powerful, challenging, amazing era. There is a Chinese curse, some of you may have heard, may you live in interesting times. People think, oh, that may not sound so bad, but think about it. Interesting times is when all kinds of stuff is happening, not necessarily easy. Be easier to live in just calm and nothing times. No, you're all here. You're all living in interesting times. First of all, we look at the outer planets. The outer planets take the longest to circle around any horoscope. And so they're going to be stuck in these patterns for years. And that means that they are going to affect swaths of people, whole generations of people, or years of history. Now we have Pluto, the outermost planet, which has been demoted to a dwarf planet, but don't let them tell you that because it works so powerfully in your chart and in historical things. It's a powerhouse. Anyhow, little teeny little Pluto entered Capricorn and banks started to fail. Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme was uncovered. We had to start reorganizing all of our economy. It was that powerful. Capricorn is big business, big government, big corporations, and everything related to the largest institutions that we have. And Pluto, the tiny little Pluto, which is the planet of transformation, power, delving deep and digging up all the junk that's underneath, bringing it into the sunlight so it could be cleansed like a detergent. Pluto went to work on Capricorn. And that would have been just a normal thing, except for a couple of other things that are happening. Pluto, well, the U.S., our country, is a Cancerian country, born July 4th. And so it has the sun in Cancer and several other things, other planets, a lot of them, in the sign of Cancer. So if you know your horoscope wheel, I didn't bring one, but you have your signs. I'm little, I have to draw low. Sorry about that. Okay. So then we have our angles, we have. So if this is Aries, this is Capricorn, and beneath it, these are the cardinal signs. So if Pluto is up here in Capricorn, it's affecting its opposite. And we would all be very aware of that. So the opposite is our nation. So we are undergoing a period of tremendous pressure and transformation. And that's happening in our politics, in our government, in our economy. It's Pluto in Capricorn against opposition, the U.S. planets. So now we have the little planet Pluto packing a power punch in the sign of big business, big corporations, big government, and also affecting our nation directly. By the way, one of the key things in any chart is called the ascendant, or the sign that was coming up on the horizon when you or any entity was born. And there is evidence that Pluto crossed the U.S. ascendant on 9/11, just around that time, within a week of that. Big, big, big event, big impact. Okay, so here we have the potential for cleansing anything that was covered up, potential for power struggles, potential for focusing on tradition, conservative things. That is Capricorn. Things the way they were, the rules and regulations and so forth. And then what do we have? We have another planet, an outer planet, Uranus or Uranus, which has the qualities of like an electric blast of something that brings newness, change, and rebellion and originality. And Uranus. So here's Pluto in Capricorn, and Uranus just hit, it just crossed from Pisces into Aries, and it just hit what's called the world degree at 0 degrees of Aries, the very beginning of Aries. And this has just happened within the last year. Uranus conjunct the world degree late December, and let me see if it was there earlier. It was there earlier in March of 2011. So this is brand new energy, very challenging because it's a square, 90 degrees apart, these two planets, and they're maintaining basically that distance. Well, Uranus has brought uprisings. Uprisings against tyranny. And that has been called, among other things, Arab Spring. That's not the only place that it's happening, because we had a lot of demonstrations against for individual rights against government in the Wisconsin mess with the unions and all. We had, we are having within our country uprisings where the government is suing states over border issues. We are not in a stable time. And then overseas, we are having riots and uprisings like Greece and things like that. So we are in a pattern, a very intense pattern, where two of the outer planets are remaining in this tension with each other, and that's going to last for a couple of years. Does that feel like fun? No. Is that going to bring change? Yes. We have essentially conservatism versus progressiveness. We have corporations or big entities versus things like unions or individuals. And we have tradition versus rebellion, like the Occupy Wall Street movement. That's totally this pattern. Totally individuals against the institutions. I'm not saying that we have to decide who's right or wrong. These are two world patterns that are affecting our lives. If not individually affecting them, they're affecting them on a global level. And it gives you insight. And if you were to track it in the ephemeris and look forward years ahead, you would see when these patterns let go, when they move on. And that could tell you the time when this big struggle ends or clears up or is resolved. The way I see the ephemeris and the planets movements, I say that this is in effect pretty much through 2015. So it's a long pattern, long pattern. Now we have some other interesting patterns at work. Not all bad. We have the planet Neptune. Neptune has been for years and years in the sign of Aquarius, which is right here. And Neptune, see how fortunate you guys are? Because all of these things are right now just happening. They're just happening as we talk about them and as we are here to hear them and think about them. Neptune enters the sign that it's known to be the ruler of. That means it's powerful in that sign. That is right here, Pisces. Neptune in the ephemeris is right at 0 degrees of Pisces. Remember, that's a cusp? Remember I said that? So it enters it on February 4th. That's just in a couple of weeks, okay? So here's a big one. Now that's a good entry, because when a sign enters its own, when a planet enters its own ruling sign, it will bring forth the energy, the meaning of it, the symbolism of it more intensively and beneficially. So we have to talk about what does Neptune symbolize and what does Pisces symbolize? Because here we have a little bit of an antidote to all this other mess. And a Neptune is imagination, mysticism. It is creative energy. It is the desire to find your connection with your higher self, your divine nature. So Neptune is a quest that we will all feel strengthened to become more awake, to become more conscious, to follow our paths inwardly or outwardly that take us more towards our own understanding of God or of our source. And then the sign of Pisces that it's entering into, and it's going to stay there for quite a while, long time, longer than this Pluto-Uranus mess. Neptune in Pisces has to do with mystical experiences. It has to do with a spiritual path. It's a transcendent sign. It is quite spiritual. So if you have these two planets connecting, well, we have the possibility of beautiful visionary understanding coming forth. Maybe the media, Neptune rules film and photography, maybe the media will start to put out some really beautiful movies instead of car chases and shoot 'em ups. We could have a renaissance in the arts. We can have people following their inner bliss and then trying to share with others this immediate, direct understanding and awareness of their higher selves. Everybody understand what I mean when I talk about a higher self, okay? What is inside you, what comes to you intuitively, when your dreams give you visions or messages or understanding. Neptune and Pisces both are very psychic, very psychic. So I'm kind of waiting until we can walk through walls or beam me up or things like that, which may or may not happen in our lifetime, but we're moving in a more spiritual direction. And isn't that interesting? At the same time that the world is quite challenged by clashing energies, squares, and serious challenges to our nation or to global economy, at the same time, we're given this lift. We're given this, like, a door, maybe a gigantic door opening up that's saying, come, come into a new realm, another dimension, an awakening, an awareness. You know, tap into that energy. So it may not be a coincidence that these things are happening simultaneously. It may be that we are being pushed to evolve in a benign direction in the face of great challenge. And the challenge is very great, very great. Pluto rules nuclear weapons. Uranus is sudden, rebellious, untrammeled freedom. You know, it's a very serious challenge. We have to figure out how do we survive as a race, as a planet. And I think the Neptune in Pisces is our answer. One more thing is that Mars, going into, it's in the sign of Virgo, is going to hang out there. Every 2 years, Mars goes retrograde. Remember the Mercury retrograde? It seems to stop and fall backwards for a while, and then it seems to stop and move forward for a while. It's all relative motion, all illusion, but it affects us on planet Earth. So Mars is hanging out in a worker bee sign, Virgo, and that's going to be through the spring. And Virgo is really good at cleaning things up. Virgo takes matters into its own hand, performs the service, analyzes, and is very practical. It's one of the Earth signs. Any Virgos here? Do you have any Virgos? Well, get ready to work hard. There's a lot of energy in your sign. Who else is a Virgo? Okay. Virgo's kind of shy. That's okay. You can raise your hand a little bit. Leos would be, you know. Okay. Any Leos here? So, anyhow, Mars is helping our country's Cancerian planets to get things chugging along again and clean it up and fix it and get it moving. It's helping this other planet, Pluto, up in an Earth sign, because Virgo is here and it's an Earth sign. So they're in a good relationship, a trine relationship. Here's the way you would write a trine. And this, it looks like a triangle in your chart. Okay, 120 degrees apart. Okay, so best of all, we have a little bit of time. I know you want to know what's going to happen to you. You know why people come to astrologers? Because it's all about you. Everybody wants to know. Tell me about me. It's normal, and that's a good way to grow. Okay, so who is Earth? Earth, okay. Remember your Earth? Okay. Earth has Jupiter, Pluto, and Mars in terrific aspects. They're in the three Earth signs right now, because Taurus is right here. And so we have Jupiter here, and we have these, I wish this pen would work. No more ink. But we have Mars here, Pluto here. We have what's called a grand Earth trine. And that's a very lucky pattern. So you, those of you who are Earth are in a moment in your lives that things will flow nicely and easily. Maybe two streams flowing together, supporting the energies of each other, very nice pattern. Especially the first half of this coming year, 2012, this year we're in. Okay. Now, who here is in the air element? Okay. Saturn right now is in Libra. And so we have Saturn here. Saturn brings responsibility, requires maturity, is a hard-working sign, can be constructive or can be limiting. Saturn is, we call it the Lord of Karma, because it will insist that you learn your lessons. Whatever you signed on for, Saturn will crack the whip until you learn it, okay? And so when Saturn is in your sign, you have to grow up and deal with things more efficiently and carefully, more disciplined. Jupiter, by June, goes into Gemini, which brings luck and opportunity. So the right way to use Saturn in Libra and Jupiter in Gemini is about not going overboard with your socializing, having fun, getting to meet new people, taking on your responsibilities, but looking forward to a pleasant enough combination of energies. So that looks like a pretty decent summer and fall for you guys. Also, Saturn leaves Libra by October, and so you'll feel a little bit relaxed. Is there any Libras in the room here? A couple of Libras. Okay. Has this past year or two been extra tough? Expecting more effort and things maybe coming to fruition a little more slowly or not as large as you would have hoped. Anyhow, that's your air element. Okay, how about fire? Anybody fiery? Good. Okay, so we have Uranus and Aries in a fire sign here, and it stays there for quite a long time. So this is, for all you fire signs, dynamic. It will bring change, more independence. You can feel bold, more pioneering. You can do things that you were a little shy of doing before. Feel like life is getting freer and opening up more. Who are Aries in the room? Okay. No? Okay. Expect some change. Okay? Aries needs to expect some changes because Uranus moving through your sign can bring changes pretty rapidly. Water. Who's water here? Okay, the back of the room is water. So Neptune in Pisces is a newfound sense of faith and maybe psychic development. Any of you are Pisces? Actually Pisces? Okay, and are you interested in anything like what your dreams mean or how to read tarot or anything like that? That's all psychic development and would be very, very good for that. Now, if you are Pisces and Neptune is in your sign, don't be too gullible because you'll trust everybody and believe anything and they can sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. So you have to keep checking with your intuition. How does it feel? Does it feel comfortable? Does it feel like I'm getting a yes? By the way, it's important to distinguish between your desire nature and your intuition. Your intuition will not steer you wrong. It will give you like a small, quiet message. It will give you a vibe or a hunch. It will feel good or not good. You'll feel like you gotta do something now. You don't know why, but you know, I call it my radar when I tune in. But your desire nature will just give you the reasons why you must have something, you want it, want it, want it. And that's different from intuition. So with Neptune going into Pisces, everybody can develop that a little bit better. Learn how to access your intuition and how to distinguish it from your logic, your appetite, and your intuition. So a little bit more in the way of prediction. I have a little bit more. Who's the cardinal signs in the room? Good, you all know now. You all know your signs. Good. Okay, so Pluto square Uranus against your signs. This is a tension between power and freedom, however that works out for you. Who's fixed? We had some fixed. Okay, Jupiter in Taurus. This is a very good period for property matters, real estate, economy, things that have lasting value. How about mutables? Okay, Mars in Virgo, precision, service, details, and analysis. Neptune in Pisces, idealism, and inner growth. Okay, for the cardinals all year, especially July to August, a lot of changes and pressures, frictions or overwork, not an easy time for your love life. All the fixed signs. From October lasting to 2013, can be some issues with finances, perhaps in the bedroom, but it's a good period for reevaluation, restoration, budgeting, resources, and releasing of fear. And all the mutables from June through July especially, there are cross currents. Inspiration versus practicality, socializing versus spiritual pursuits, and all that versus being a worker bee. Okay, finally I have each of the signs, something to say about all of those. So Aries in the room. This is an exciting period, although it can be somewhat stressful. All the Taurus in the room. Oh, guys, just one Taurus? Two Taurus. You're the luckiest. Okay. You have an energy pattern that really provides you with comforts and good things of life and prosperity. Geminis. Geminis in the room? Okay. Low energy, but good for luck. So you want to have like some quiet time there. Cancerians, pressures, changes, some limitations, but your energy is good. Leos, we have some Leos. Interesting options, feeling a little more settled. Virgo, getting lots done and then feeling drained. So you guys need to get together with those Geminis and have some chill time. Okay. Libras. Okay, Libras are going through some crises and it will bring change, but it will bring maturity. Say, I'm already mature, I'm already old. Well, it helps you to get self-mastery or discipline or something like that. Scorpios. Scorpios are having a rebirth, a productive rejuvenation, and will feel great. Any Scorpios in our room? No. See, they don't even know that this is happening to them. Maybe you have a Scorpio friend that you can go I can tell. Okay. Sagittarians. Sag? Okay, Sag, you'll have highs and lows. There will be some friction, but you'll be feeling very open and mellow. So how can you have friction if you're feeling open and mellow? Sometimes it gets a little abrasive and then you just get philosophical about it. Just let it go. Capricorns, feeling very energized, but you may feel stuck in some way. This is a time of very powerful transformation. Aquarians, stability with originality. Do not overcommit. Don't say yes to everything. Don't take on too much on your plate. Last but not least, Pisces. I know we had some in the back of the room there. Okay, so you have some a little bit of conflicting energy between being dreamy and, you know, imaginative versus feeling agitated. There is very lovely potential for being creative with many Pisces. So that's my talk, and I'd be very happy to have you ask questions. I'm also doing little mini readings downstairs. If you want to come over and ask about private consultations, I do work by phone, and just let me know. The cardinal signs are very dynamic. They take action. You know, if you hit a bowl, if you find a boulder in the road, the fixed will just stay there. The mutables will learn to adapt to it and live with it. And the cardinals will get a bulldozer and move the boulder out of the road. Thank you all. Thank you.